Let's face it, lawyers tend to get a bad rap, often used in put-down jokes and regularly questioned for their motives. But we need them for the victims of the crime and the alleged criminal. As King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 3:17, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. So as we pray for attorneys today, specifically in our county, those that are on for and defending and those that are prosecuting, remember what the Lord requires of us. May our prayer approach be aligned with His. And He says in Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O mortal, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office has the 36th District Attorney, Jason Anderson, to serve the people in San Bernardino County. The department began in 1853. Yep. Their number one priority is to prosecute those responsible for committing crimes and pursue justice on behalf of victims and their families. The office employs 220 deputy DAs, 62 investigators, 44 victim advocates, and 243 support staff. So, Father God, from a place of receiving such mercy, we want to be merciful, and yet we also know you are a God of justice. With humility, knowing we are sinners saved by unmerited favor, we beseech you to help those working in the office of the district attorney to follow justice and justice alone. May you help them stick to the ethical standards of truth and the law. May you grant them favor with all they work, with all their work, and with it to get to the truth, provided with sufficient evidence that makes it clear who did what and how. May their words be clear, seasoned with grace, yet seeking sufficient punishment for the wrongdoing. May the laws in place provide them the platform to ask for the right consequence for the ill actions. Help them remain above board with their ethics, standards, and morals. We thank you, Father God, that you say in Isaiah 61:8, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing." So we pray and agree with Proverbs 21:15, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." The Public Defender's Office goals to defend the rights and dignity of people to ensure equitable access to justice through holistic representation while reunifying families and communities. Those on the team include Thomas Sohn, who is the key public defender, Kelly Byward, who's the assistant, David McClave, the chief deputy, along with Lance Thompson and Richard Sterling and Jeffrey Canty. And then Diana Lovelace is the chief of administration. So Father God, you say in Zechariah 7:9, this is what the Lord Almighty says: administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. We pray for those protecting the rights of the criminal to be innocent before proven guilty. We thank you for those willing to defend people who may not have committed the criminal act. As you say in Isaiah 1:17, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. We understand many who require a public defender are poor, uneducated, without financial or family support. Help them to find the truth, the defenders, to find the truth, to defend the innocent and support the criminal, even though they may be facing a sentence. May truth win out and appropriate justice served. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.